Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
So throughout the whole Easter season, we reflect on and read from the Acts of the Apostles. And you get this sense when you read the Acts of the Apostles or when you listen to the Acts of the Apostles that the protagonist in that book, like the primary actor, the primary character, it's not any of the apostles. It's the Spirit, right? You read that book, you listen to those scriptures proclaimed, the one who's doing all of the action, the one who's orchestrating and maneuvering everything, both subtly behind the scenes and also overtly in front of everything, is it's the Holy Spirit. And one of the primary reasons why the Holy Spirit was able to act so powerfully and clearly in the Acts of the Apostles was this posture of docility in the hearts of Jesus' followers, this posture of docility in the hearts of his disciples. And we see that that spirit of docility in what I'm going to call this morning their interruptibility. They allowed themselves with great willingness to be interrupted, to have their plans be diverted and redirected. We're not really good at that, but they were really good at that, right? You can see them having like their own mindset. We have our plans, we have our mission, we have what we want to do, we have our agenda. And then as the story unfolds, like because they were open, because they were interruptible, something else breaks in. A sidestep in the journey happens. We're going to go now to Macedonia. We're going to go to this place. I'm going to talk to these people, right? They were able to notice moments where the Spirit was redirecting the flow of the river and pushing them in certain places to have encounters with certain people. And you see that in this first reading. You hear this, that the disciples, after so much traveling, you hear all those names? All those places, Thyatira, Samothrace, Troas, they're traveling all these places, and it's not easy travel. So they've been traveling to all these places, they're exhausted, they wanted to get outside of the city to rest, to pray, to recover. So they get this place along the river, outside of the city, it's quiet, it's alone, but the thing was they were interruptible, right? So you hear this, on the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river where we thought there would be a place to pray. Pause, right? You'd think that the next sentence in Luke's recording of this scene would be something about their time of prayer, like a vision they had, an experience they had, but it's not, right? He says, we went to go find this place of prayer. Next sentence, we sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. You don't have any sense at all that they got a chance to pray, that there were these women there, and they started talking to them. They didn't keep their heads down, is my point. They didn't ignore people who were in front of them. They engaged them. They saw this gathering not as just a chance encounter, as a happenstance, oh, you're there, we're here, right? They didn't see it like that. They saw it as providential, as the Lord of the universe orchestrating this moment, this opportunity for them to witness and share the gospel, and what came about as a result of it. It says this, one of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed upon us. Like, because they were interruptible, this woman encountered and met the Lord. Her husband and her whole household were baptized. They were saved. They heard the gospel. And you just got to wonder, like, the countless billions of souls who are the spiritual grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-great-grandchildren of Lydia and her yes, her openness, her faith. And that was all possible because those guys sitting by the river didn't just say, we're really tired, we want to pray. They saw it as an opportunity. They were interruptible. So friends, an essential ingredient for the Holy Spirit's ability to work in us and through us is that spirit of docility, that interruptibility. So as we inch closer and closer to Pentecost, I just want to invite us to meditate on that. How interruptible are you? This is a real gut check for me. How interruptible am I? The Holy Spirit's trying to interrupt our day. Amen.